So this is number 14, and it's a 1 minute at 2:50. Ready. Equally, if the non-nationals were detained, notwithstanding the fact that they wanted to leave this country, the action would be more effective. However, on his assessment of the situation, the Secretary of State was debarred from taking more effective action because it was not strictly necessary. SIAC came to the conclusion at paragraph 94 that if an alien cannot be deported, he must be allowed to remain. That is correct, but as already stated, that does not create a right to remain, only a right not to be removed. For example, if later the alien can be deported, he can be removed and pending removal detained. Because of this difference alone, aliens can be objectively distinguished from non-aliens. SIAC go on to say that the threat is not confined to aliens, and that is agreed. But SIAC then wrongly concludes that this means that there must be discrimination on the grounds of nationality, as aliens are not nationals. This is an oversimplification. It was eloquently urged on behalf of the respondents, and particularly by Mr. Panic. It is an oversimplification because the position here is that the Secretary of State has come to the conclusion that he can achieve what is necessary by either detaining or deporting only the terrorists who are aliens.